morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be referring to are as follows. Micah 4, 1-7. Romans 15, 4-3. Luke 1, 26-35. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. For our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thee thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, the Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Stir up, we beseech thee, thy power, O Lord, and come that by thy protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by thy mighty deliverance, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from Micah, chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come, and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up against sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it of the hosts, and for all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And in that day, saith the Lord, I will assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast off afar a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. So far. Romans 15, 4 to 13. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Holy Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign for over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles will trust. Now the hope of God fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 35. And in the 10th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. I believe that all of us are a little excited about Christmas. Christmas cards are beginning to arrive. Christmas music is beginning to be heard. And these seem to do something to get us excited about Christmas. But let's not forget that we are celebrating the birth of Christ. And, as we all know, he is the most important part of Christmas. This morning's Gospel tells us that he is the Son of Mary. Well, we have always known this. But have we really considered what that means? It means that he was truly a human being. It means that God's law given to us and to all human beings applied to him also. And since he was sent by God, it means that his special mission on earth was to live under that law without a single violation of it. And as the years went by, he fulfilled that purpose, so that throughout his earthly life, he was without sin. And this is important for us to remember, because he can only be our Savior if he truly is human, living under the law of God and keeping it perfectly. Furthermore, he can be our Savior only if he dies as a human being. The one who takes our place must be a man, a human being. We are told the wages of sin is death, the soul that sins it shall die. God is here talking to human beings, the people like you and me who sin against him daily. But now when this judgment of God falls on us, Jesus stands in the way to receive the full force of it and lets us go free. And you shall call his name Jesus, which means Savior. He can be this only if he is truly Mary's perfect son. That's who is coming to us again this Christmas. But St. Luke also tells us that he is the Son of God. And as Mary was tossing all of this around in her mind, how it could be possible that she could be the mother of God's Son, the angel said, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Now, I don't understand how all of this could be. That Jesus could be the Son of God in the womb of Mary and be born of her. The only part that I really understand is that God worked a miracle of love for us on that first Christmas, so we could enjoy the miracle of salvation on every Christmas. You see, at one and the same time, even today, Jesus is Mary's Son, true human, and God's Son, true God. Mysterious, but true. For Jesus also needed to be true God in order that his perfect keeping of the law would count for all. And that's why Jeremiah said of him, "The Lord is our righteousness." Christ's righteousness counts for us as we stand in the presence of God. And unless we have it, we cannot stand in the presence or enter his heaven. Because Jesus is God's Son, true God, his righteousness is enough to count for us and for every human being who lives on this earth. What an exciting gift. And it came on that first Christmas, and it comes again and again, even today. But there is more. Christ's suffering and dying was not just that of another man. It was God's Son who died. And because he was true God, his dying counted for every person. St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, he died for all. And being loaded with your sin and my sin and the sin of the whole world, his suffering and death had infinite value. Because he was true God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Most High, his death satisfied the wrath and the judgment of God, who justly punishes sin. That tells us very much about who he is. He is your Savior and mine. And looking at us this morning, he says of us, not guilty. You are clean. You are free from the punishment of your sins, for I have taken them all to the cross. That's the most exciting person who could come. Christmas is the anniversary of his birth. Let's be ready. But there is more. The angel said to Mary, he will be great. He was great in the sight of God. He carried out his Father's will. He opened the way for God's lost children to return to him again. He has overcome for us every enemy. The devil is overpowered. He has won the victory over the guilt and the punishment and the slavery of sin. He victoriously left that grave on the first Easter morning, and for us has changed death into a doorway to eternal life. For Mary, he came through the power of the Holy Spirit. He came in a way that to us is mysterious and miraculous. But in a way equally mysterious, he comes to us through God's word and the sacraments. He comes in ways of his own choosing. Where his gospel is proclaimed, that's where he will be in this season and every season. Now, Mary didn't understand it all perfectly, but she accepted the message, the servant role, and the Christ child in her womb. And then she broke out in song, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." But there is a note of sadness. Even at this moment, there are many who never responded positively to the call of our Savior's love. I'm sure that all of us can think of some who have heard it, but do not believe. And what an awful Christmas for them. Once God used his special angel to announce his good news, today he uses you and me. And even though our witness may have fallen on deaf ears in the past, don't give up. May the Holy Spirit continue to work through his word and through us. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.